I was born in a rural community, Ainer, South Carolina, years ago. And we had no running water, but the people in the city had it. We had no electricity, lamps, kerosene lamps, but the people in the cities have it. It's almost the same thing right now with internet. It is. People in the cities, everywhere, that's where the growth is. So I am determined to make this happen. I've got a bill moving, which I had, if you recall, I think it was my first hearing, And I brought everybody in. I brought the National Electronic folks in. I brought all the experts in that put together internet and connect folks. And I wanted to have that hearing so I could get from them what it is, how long it would take. And I did volumes of research on my own. I stayed on the internet looking at where it was. I came up with the plan. I knew that we had to have different types because agriculture is all over our country. Geography makes it different. Wyoming is far different than Georgia or Delaware. All our states are unique. But here's the thing, in 12 states, and I brought my plan back, 85% of these 24 are in just 12 states. And so I wanted to be specific there and move out. And so anyway, when I had my hearing, I asked the experts, what would it cost? I did that for a reason. And you all covered that hearing, I believe. And the expert, one expert said, $60 billion to do it, Mr. Chairman. And it went on, and another one said $150 billion, which says this: we don't know. But I wanted to put a time frame on it that we could get it done by a certain time. And when you put a time frame on it and you put that time frame into law, and then you get the amount of money that you really need. And so I got a bill where we've got the time frame in. I hope to get this bill marked up before the August break so that we know how much it's going to cost, where it's going. And I want to do it before this year ends because next year's budget starts October 1. And then we could have that. And then a date certain. I'm willing to say the date certain to get it to all 24 people. Could be we can work on that. I don't want to put it so tight we can't get it done. But by the same token, we have experts all over the place with the amount of money and where we go. So the legislation is to gear us together. Stop talking about it and say, here's what we want to do now. We know where the 24 million people are. And so hopefully we can get that bill out. Stay tuned. We are going to bring rural broadband to our rural communities. Our farmers deserve it. It's a part of our food security.